What do Kylie Minogue, Maria Callas, Sir Elton John and Pink all have in common? The costumes of these iconic performers are taking centre stage at the Diva exhibition, which opened overnight at the new Australian Museum of Performing Arts in Melbourne. Margot Anderson is the head of curatorial at Arts Centre Melbourne. Margot, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Mel. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your launch. What should visitors be expecting from this exhibition? How would you describe it? How do you define Diva Dom?
Well, lots of star power, that's for sure. There's some fantastic performers represented in the exhibition. It's a celebration. It really looks at how, you know, powerful, creative, iconic performers have used the stage to create change, make change, whether it's through an art form, the development of an art form, or socially, politically. It really does look at the origins of the word itself. So the idea of this, you know, incredibly talented goddess-like being from the stage back in the 19th century, it goes right back to the sort of opera diva, and then works its way through, you know, multiple art forms, through stage, through film, and really does come into the contemporary world and the global pop star, and looks at how the idea of the diva has actually changed from you know, sometimes having sort of negative connotations, and then really been embraced again now and completely subverted at times and become quite a fluid, celebratory, powerful word that symbolises all sorts of things today for everyone.
I'm really interested in the level of public interest in costumes, in textile arts, in fashion at the moment. I know we've seen the National Gallery host some really successful exhibitions with costumes from Ballet Russes. The Bendigo Art Gallery as well has had some fashion-focused exhibitions that have been really popular. And putting aside the artistic aesthetics of some of these exhibitions, what are you trying to achieve with these archival elements? What part of social history are you trying to capture through looking at fashion and textiles and the elements that go around these performances?
Yeah, I think it is interesting that people can, I just really connect on a very human level with costume and textiles. There's something about seeing a costume worn by, say, Lady Gaga, you know, they're instantly aware of their scale and their perhaps the fact that, you know, she's very human in the sense of these incredibly big, powerful performances that she does. And yet in the end, when you're up close to this quite small, you know, very beautiful tailored costume, she's still human after all. Do you know what I mean? There's an element of intrigue, I think, in there as well. So getting up close to these costumes, sometimes you're very aware of the fact that they have been worn, you know. Some of the costumes, even looking at Kylie's Padam Padam costume, which is fantastic to see in the flesh, so to speak. But, you know, there's elements of it that make you, I guess, very aware of their humility, yeah.
Now, the Australian Museum of Performing Arts in Melbourne is new, just opened. Take me through what's the consideration of a benchmark for success of a new institution.
Well, I think an exhibition like Diva, you know, to be able to launch a brand new beautiful space that does celebrate the power of performance, to have it launched with this incredible exhibition that's been touring the world, and, you know, to several venues and will be going on after hours as well, and to have those incredible objects in there that have being curated by Kate, the curator from the V&A. I think it's fantastic. It's a great way to I guess start with a big bang.
What sort of crowd numbers are you expecting?
I think people are really going to enjoy it. I mean, there's so many fantastic names in there that, it's a real pleasure to be able to combine with our Australian divas that we've also put into the show. So I think it's going to be very popular. Yeah.
Margot Anderson, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mel.
Margot Anderson is the head of curatorial at Arts Centre Melbourne.